Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
It's not the typical Brewers 360 music. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us this morning, pinch hitting for Dom Catronio, the godfather of Racine. Racine's own former Brewer Vinny Rotino. Morning, Vinny.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
The godfather.
I love the intro. I love it.
Hey, man, appreciate you stepping up for us this morning, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk. Watching some of the broadcasts this weekend, you were pressed into duty. I thought, and we'll, if folks are just catching up on what happened with the Brewers, we'll kind of detail why we're talking about this guy in particular. But I thought your commentary and one of the at-bats for Orlando Arcia was very poignant. This is a guy who's a former Brewer and an easy strikeout, and I think you were suggesting exactly how to strike him out. So what happened in the ninth inning the other night?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he has a flavor for the dramatic, right? He's been doing that pretty much his entire career, despite really on the downturn of his career, only 30 years old. But he looks like he's a guy that's kind of on his way out of the league, and he's with the worst team quite possibly in the history of baseball, the Colorado Rockies, who are off to the worst start in the history of baseball. And he is with them, and he gets one game to play against the Brewers in the last game of the series, and he hits a game-tying home run, kind of a dagger right in your heart, just because, man, that game is a heartbreaker because that team is not very good, and Orlando Arcia just hurt everybody's feelings yesterday. And he got a pitch that was up in the zone, and he drove it out of there, and it was unfortunate because the Brewers ended up losing in extra innings. Tough loss. Very, very tough loss.
Yeah, Vinny, the Brewers were able to take 4 out of 6 on the homestand, and they took care of business against the teams they were supposed to take care of with the Pirates and the Rockies. You talked about how bad the Rockies are, and the Pirates aren't that far behind them. But moving forward, you're starting a series at Citi Field in New York against the Mets tomorrow night. Now, the Mets have been struggling mightily as of late, but isn't that kind of a scary thing? Because you really feel like at some point they're going to bust out of this slump, and you just don't want it to happen against you. So what is the mentality going into a series like that? Because we just saw it at AmFam Field. The Braves were terrible, lost 7 in a row before they got to AmFam Field, and then they found something. So what do you do to make sure you're not the team that the struggling team finds something against?
Well, that's the beauty of baseball, right? I mean, any team can get hot at any time. Any team can kind of get cold at any time. But, yeah, you don't want to be the team that all of a sudden that team gets hot against you. It's tough. You have to continue just to play your game. And that's what Pat Murphy is so good at, getting these guys to understand that, hey, look, guys, we have to play a different brand of baseball. And this Brewers brand of baseball is so fun, right? I mean, they put the ball in play. They've got about 5 or 6 guys on their roster that are like 5'9" and under. They're just scrappy, old school, grinder type guys that just get on base, put the ball in play. They fight their tails off. And so I think that's the recipe for not having another team get hot against you at the wrong time. And that's the recipe. The Mets have won 3 games in the last 16 games. They are not playing well. They have injuries all over their starting rotation. So hopefully they can get to their starters and then put some runs up on the board and then hopefully keep the runs off of the board, because that's actually what the Mets are doing as of late. They're swinging the bats well. They're putting numbers up on the board right now. So you got to try and take care of business with your game, and then hopefully that's good enough to kind of keep that cold team cold, and that's hopefully the case against the Mets.
Brewers broadcaster Vinny Rotino is with us on Brewers 360 this morning. You know, just thinking about how things stack up, Vinny, and I was with a lot of Brewers fans the other night and at a couple of graduation parties in the summer, a lot of talk about the Brewers. Isn't this great? Isn't this great? Isn't this great? And there's one in every crowd who's like, well, I don't know why we don't put Peralta on the blocks here. And I don't know why we maybe don't deal Contreras along with him. In like a couple of years, we're going to be really good. I don't sense that in large part there's any appetite under Brewers fans to give up on this season just yet, especially given everything you just talked about.
Yeah. So that is funny that there is one in every crowd. You know, it's either that that person or the person that says, hold off, I don't believe in this team quite yet. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of optimism around this team. They did that move with Josh Hader a couple of years ago. Did
that work out
well,
Vinny?
in terms of the team, the optics of what it felt like after that. And the team actually, they lost the clubhouse. I feel like they lost the city a little bit behind this team or that particular team when they traded Hader. So I don't foresee that happening just because I think Matt Arnold, I personally just think, is my opinion, I just speculating. I think he's going to take into consideration what it's going to look like after a trade like that is going to impact the city and the clubhouse, because when he was with Tampa, he kind of described it as like, hey, look, no one's really holding us accountable in terms of the fan base in Tampa.
Yeah, he talks about that a lot, right?
Right, and so now he is with – so he understands what this team, the Milwaukee Brewers and the organization, the franchise, means to everybody around this community, around Milwaukee, around the state. We love and we're so passionate about our Brewers. And so I think he's going to take that into consideration and not try to thread the needle, even though it could be the right move, depending on what kind of package you get back. If Peralta's ever traded – he would do it similar to like a Burns deal, where it's done in the off season, where you can kind of, you know, soften the blow a little bit of losing a guy like that, and then it helps your team in the long run. Look what we got, Joey Ortiz out of it, who is playing exceptionally well right now, out of that Burns deal, and DL Hall. So, and now Corbin Burns is hurt. So I mean, these deals end up working out in the long run, but I cannot foresee him doing that this season with Peralta.
Vinny, we know sometime no move is the best move at times, but when you look at this ball club, where they are right now and their needs, I'm going to ask you to put on your GM hat. What do you do? Do you make a move right now? Because a lot goes into making moves. Number one, that people don't even think about, is the fact that you don't want to disrupt clubhouse chemistry. Like, yes, this person may be able to come in and do stuff on the field, but how is he going to mesh with the guys off the field? But, again, put on your GM hat for a moment, and do you do anything right now?
I personally, the way this team is playing and how much depth that they do already have on the starting pitching side of things. I mean, remember, Logan Henderson is off to just an amazing start. He's in Triple-A. You know what I mean?
Right, there's no room for him.
There's no room for
him. You're kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, Tobias Myers is throwing the ball well down in AAA. He was awesome last year for the Brewers. He's starting to figure it out, back out again. So he's an option down there in AAA. So last year, remember, they had to add Aaron Civale and Frankie Montas at the trading deadline to add to their starting rotation, because there was some cracks in the starting rotation. This year, it's the opposite. I could foresee them potentially adding a reliever or maybe two, probably just one, to be quite honest. But Murphy talks about it all the time, about it needs to be the right kind of guy that fits, like you said, in this clubhouse culture, fits into this winning mentality that the Brewers have going on right now. And then the thing that Murphy talks about is, who do you delete from this roster?
Right.
Which that's the hard part try and figure out. So you got to thread a needle somehow, but I can see him a reliever. But otherwise, this team's playing great. I can see this team going pretty far, guys, into October.
Well, it's fun right now. Take that. Vinny Rotino live with us this morning. Thanks for being available on short notice, Vinny. Appreciate you.
Anytime, guys. Yeah. Have a good day.
8:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.